Welcome to Inspirational Thursdays with Nadine. I'm so glad to have you joining me so that we might be inspired together. Last Thursday, we started looking at Hebrews 12, and we were talking about the word ensnare or entangle, meaning easily distracted, easily surrounding, something that hampers our desperate need to advance, thwarting a racer in every direction, skillfully surrounding so as to prevent or retard running. Now, let's look at the next word. We said that in the Passion Translation, the Aramaic was referring to the sin of unbelief and doubt. In the Amplified, we read it this way: therefore, then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony of the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and the sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us, and let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. So here we see the words encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and this is one thing we're supposed to throw off. In the Greek, weight, the word translated in English as weight, means bulk, encumbrance, burden, or hindrance. So this gives us a picture of what type of weight it could be. Bulk, encumbrance, burden, or hindrance. And we're told to lay aside, let it go. And the Greek word for lay aside is to put off or put aside, give it up, and renounce. So we see different levels in our English language of lay aside. It could simply mean put off, where you take something off, you put it off. It could mean put aside. So I'm just going to set it here to the side during my race, but it's still there. I could pick it up again, right? The second definition says give it up. That means you're not going to pick it back up. I've totally given this up. So it could be a habit, for instance. I'm giving up this habit so that I am better able to run my race, right? Or it could be giving up another pursuit in life that's not allowing you the focus of fastening your eyes on Jesus that we need to complete this race. And then the third level is to renounce. So renouncing something is I participated in this before, gave my agreement to it. Now I'm renouncing it. Just like we talked about, the sin is primarily referring to unbelief and doubt. So we renounce unbelief and doubt, meaning we repent and then we renounce it, saying, I no longer believe that and I no longer participate in that. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from that unrighteousness. Now, the next Greek word I looked up, once again, I was looking at Bible Hub, at their Greek dictionaries and study dictionaries that they have when you look at scriptures. So, set before is the next word I looked at. The race is set before us. It's an appointed course and it is set before us. So I looked up that word set before in the Greek, and it says, I am set, I am placed, I am put before, I am already there. To be placed before the eyes, to lie in sight, to be appointed, destined, to be there, to be present, to be at hand, so that it can become actual or available. So this really unfolded the race that is set before us. It's a course or a set. A course or a race, excuse me, that has been set before me. I need to see it with my eyes. I need to get that perspective, like Pastor Doug was talking about. The divine course that God has put before me for me to run, to live my life according to. I need to see it. It's an appointment. I'm destined for this. This is why I'm created. It's not just a hobby or a sideshow. This is why I have been created, and this is who I am. I am the runner on this course, and I need to see it with my eyes, keep it in my sight. I need to be there, be present. We've all experienced ourselves or people around us. They are off thinking about something else and they're not present, even though they're physically right there, you're talking to them, but they drift off and are not listening. They're not present. So it says, be present, be at hand for the purpose. So that it becomes actual or available. So, this race that is set before us, our part is to make it become actual. As we see it and start running the race, living our life on course, not being distracted, entangled, or encumbered with burdens or sin, we've thrown those off. Then what God has set before us becomes actual. It's an actual, tangible, available race course in our life. And the last thing I want to leave you with, I hope you are being inspired and that I'm clearly expressing myself here. If not, I really would love for you to communicate with us here at the Tapestry of Your Life through our email, which I'll put in the comments, newgenairforce@gmail.com. And let me know your thoughts, your comments, your questions, and I can address them in a future episode. The last word in Greek, race. So, the race that is set before us. This really surprised me because the whole time I'm thinking of a race that you have a track or a path that you're running. This is the definition of the Greek word. It's a gathering, a contest, a struggle that requires effort. It's a fight. It also refers to a battle. That's a wide span of English words, but the Greek word encompasses all of these things: a gathering, a contest, a struggle, a fight, a battle. Let us exert ourselves to the utmost to attain to the goal of perfection set before us. any struggle with dangers, annoyances, obstacles standing in the way of faith, holiness, and a desire to spread the gospel. So now we are seeing more of what the set course or race is all about. And we need to exert ourselves, put forth effort to the utmost, give all we got, so that we might obtain the goal that is set before us, to win the prize, as the Apostle Paul says in another place in the Word. We overcome every obstacle, every annoyance that might stand in the way of our faith and the holiness that God has given us through His Son Jesus. And we spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Jesus loves you. He came to earth because God the Father loved us so much. He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to be the Savior of the world. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. When we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came in the flesh, died on the cross, was buried for 3 days in the tomb, and was resurrected by the power of God Almighty, and is now living forever in heaven. His blood is a testimony in heaven that we are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. This is the good news, and we have eternal life when we make that confession and believe that with our hearts. So welcome to the family of God for those who have just confess Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Let me know about it. And I would love to send you some scriptures, some resources that would help you run your race and win the prize that is set before you, keeping our eyes fastened or fixed on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. God bless you.